Pasuk says in Parashas Bahar, Ki geirim teshovim atem imodi. And there's a vod from the Helig Degel, Degel Machne Ephraim, Schusa Yogan Aleinu. He says the most fascinating thing, the first piece in Degel Machne Ephraim in Parashas Bahar. He says, that Be'emes a ger, convert, is in a way, he has it very difficult. He's got a very difficult time socializing. Because in other words, he's not really into. He doesn't feel part and parcel of Am Yisrael as much because he's got his old. He doesn't understand. It's a different mentality. He's coming from a completely different background, completely different ball game, completely different culture, and therefore he's strange a shtickle in Yiddish in socializing. In the Goyisha world, that's where he's coming away from. He doesn't want to socialize with that. So a ger really has nobody to socialize over here in this world with. Because he doesn't fit into so well to Am Yisrael initially, and with the goyim he's going away from. The only company and the only tainug a ger will have is if he meets up with another ger. And then they can share their experiences, where they came from, they understand each other, how long the journey was and how difficult it was until they got to where they got to, until they converted, until they became Yidden. And they can get very far together, they can unravel, they can reveal each one their story to the other. So really a ger meeting another ger, that's his tainug. Says the Degel, an unbelievable thing, that the Rabbein Shalom here in this world is a ger. In other words, the yeshiva of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in Olam HaZeh. In Olam HaZeh is the Shechina HaKadosha. The Shechina HaKadosha hasn't got a mokum kavua. And therefore, who's the Shechina HaKadosha's company? So the Helig HaDegel, the Shechina HaKadosh's company is somebody else who feels he's a ger in Olam HaZeh. A Yid who feels that he's a ger in Olam HaZeh, so Mela he can get on with the Shechina can get on with him, they both speak the same language, and the Shechina can unravel, the Shechina can reveal, Bein Shalom can reveal things to somebody who feels he's a ger in this world. Because the emphasis is that Avada, a Yid is a ger in this world, a ger is a stranger, a Yid is a stranger in this world, he's not Kavua in this world, in the next world he's a Toshav, which is exactly the same as the Rabbein Shalom, Kavi Yochel, who's a ger in this world and is a Toshav in the Noilim HaSolyonim. So Mela, therefore, if the more a person feels that he's a ger in this world, is the more connection and company Kavi Yochel he can have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says that's pshat. He's Mazbe Morid HaKataych in the Pasuk and Tehillim. In Kuf Yutes, Pasuk Yutes. Ger Anoichi Ba'aretz Al Taste Mimeni Mitzvisecha. So David HaMelech says, Ger Anoichi Ba'aretz Al Taste Mimeni Mitzvisecha. So what's he saying? He says, that's exactly what he's saying. David HaMelech is telling the Rabbi Nishlerim, Ger Anoichi Ba'aretz. I'm also a ger in the Oretz, so to speak. Al Taste Mimeni, don't hide from me, Mitzvisecha. You can reveal to me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can reveal to me. Why can you reveal to me? Because I'm also a ger. And Mimeni, therefore, you can reveal to me. Al Taste Mimeni Mitzvisecha. L'chaira, this Yisod from the Helig HaDegel is mamish a major Yisod that we can understand. Number one, the whole Inyan of Geirus, the whole Inyan of what a Geir really is and why is he called a Geir. We can understand a lot of Inyanim in Torah, and Befrat we can understand the Inyan, the Soida Inyan of Parshas Bahar B'chukosai from this Degel Machne Ephraim. Because we have to be misboinen. Why should a person who converts to Yiddishkeit, why should be called a Geir? A Geir is a bit of an insulting name. Geir like means a stranger. He doesn't want to feel a stranger. He doesn't want to be a stranger. He wants to be part of Klal Yisrael. Why do you call him a ger? Why is he called a ger? He should be called a yid. Finished. A yid like every other yid. How many mitzvahs asays are there in the Torah of Ahavtem as a ger? So why does his name stay with him, so to speak, that he's a ger? According to the Helig HaDegel, there's a Mordek Yisod over here, a deep Yisod over here. And that is, a goy has one world. A goy only has one world, Olam HaZeh. And in this world, he's a Toshav. After this world, nothing. A Yid has two worlds. A Yid has two worlds, like the Hilger Riatz. The Rebbe Riatz from Chabad, he told one of the Russian guards who was getting irritated how the Riatz was so cool, calm and collected, and he wouldn't give in to pressure, and he wasn't scared of death threats. And they asked him, where do you get this stubbornness from? So he says to the guy, he says, you have two gods and one world. I have one God and two worlds. And therefore, he's kilu, I'm a toishav in this world. Is therefore, what can you do? The maximum you can do with me is to kill me, to send me to the world where kilu, where taiching was into the maisa, with the yisod of the degel, that the riatz was telling them, all you can do is make me into a toishav. In other words, send me to a different world where I'm a toishav. Here I'm a ger anyways. But a goy is a toishav. So a misa for a goy is the most frightening thing, because that's it. That's the end of it. From a yid has a transition from a ger to a toishav. A yid is a toishav in olam haba, but he's a ger down here in olam hazeh. So made it therefore the big transition that a goy becoming a yid is all outlook in olam hazeh changes. Fakert, by calling him a ger means that he's become a ger in olam hazeh. All it means is that he's become a toshav somewhere else. He's moved, he's transferred his citizenship from olam hazeh to olam haba. There he's a toshav. Instead of whilst as a goy he was a toshav down here and that's all there was, now he's become a ger down here, and his category of toshav is that's moved on to the olam hazeh and to olam haba. That's why it's called a ger. It's not insulting at all. Fakert. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu by the Bris Ben Absarim, Ki ger yeh zaracha be'eretz lo'ilohem. In Eretz Yisrael, in other words, Avraham Avinu was also, this was the Reishis, this was the Shairish of Am Yisrael. The Bris Ben Absarim, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Avraham Avinu that he was going to have a child, Yitzchok, and that's the Shairish of Klal Yisrael, that was going to be a continuity and there was going to be a Klal Yisrael. So Hashem said straight away, Ki ger yeh zaracha be'eretz lo'ilohem. In Olam Hazeh, we're bechinas ger. Afterwards, in last lavoi, there there'll be a bechin of rechush gadol. But meanwhile, ge'yir zaracha beretz leilahem. And again, that wasn't an insult to Avraham Avinu either. Fakert, Klal Yisrael in this world is a ger. So a goy, when he becomes a Jew, he gets transferred from a toshav to a ger, and that's why it's called a ger. And that's when Avraham Avinu went to buy the Moris Machpelah. Sarah was just nifta, and now this is the first real estate that Avraham Avinu is buying in Eretz Yisrael. And Avraham Avinu wanted to explain himself why he's so keen, and he'll pay so much money to Ephraim for Chevron for the Moris Machpelah. So Avraham Avinu says in Parshas beginning of Parshas Chayi Sarah, "Vayokum Avraham al pnei meisav, vaydabel al bnei ches leimor." He says, I'm a ger v'soyshav. Rashi already has two pshatim. What's right? Ger v'soyshav anoichi imochem. But the vort is, according to what we're saying, it's mamish the vort of ki ger v'teshavim atem imodi in bashes bahar ki feed the vort of the degel. That a person is ki ger v'teshavim atem imodi, like the degel says, in olam hazeh b'chinas ger, and fakert, in olam haba, a person leaves this world, then he becomes a toyshav. So that's what Avraham Avinu is explaining over here. Why am I coming to buy expensive real estate now? Because Sarah's just now become a toyshav, and a toyshav buys real estate. A ger is wondering, he doesn't buy real estate, he buys a tent. He doesn't buy real estate. Mashenken, when he becomes a toyshav, in other words, Moshel Amon Davadayim, a person moves into a community. So first he rents a bit, he wants to see which side of town he wants to live in, etc., etc. And then eventually, when he knows exactly what he wants, and he's going to be there permanently, so then he buys a house. Well, the Nimshal is, in Olam Hazeh, there's nothing permanent. Olam Hazeh, we're Bechinas Ger. So Mela, therefore, Avraham Avinu was showing that when did Sarah become a toyshav? Now she's become a toyshav. So Vayakam Avraham Alpenei Meisai, now she's become a toyshav. Now Avraham Avinu buys expensive real estate for her, because now she's become a toyshav. That's the vote, why he was saying, Ger v'toyshav, anoichi imochem. But there are times where Yid, even down here in Olam Hazeh, is also a toshav. Shabbos Kodesh. Because Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. If Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba, so Me'ela, therefore, Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba, so really a Yid is a toshav. Because on Shabbos, he's in Olam Haba. Olam Haba is a toshav. So therefore in Shoson that we find that the first Kilo when Shabbos is mentioned at the beginning, in Parshas B'Shalach, by the Mon, so the pasuk says in Perek Tes Zayin, pasuk Chav Tes, Ru'u ki Hashem nosan lachem haShabbos, halkeinu noisan lachem bayom haShishi lechem yomayim, shvu ish tachtov, al yetzim imkoyimah bayom haShvi. So what's the first idea that we have of Shabbos? Shvu ish tachtov. Shvu, lashen yeshiva, lashen toishav. And Rashi says, "Mikan some chachomim dalat amos liyetsi chutz letchum." And then the continuation of the pasuk that says al yetsi ishmen koymoi says Rashi elu al paim amos shel tchum Shabbos. In other words, this whole pasuk is talking about different tchumim. You walk dalat amos out of the tchum, you're not allowed to walk to more than 2,000 amos. Here the Torah is being meram as hilchas tchum, and the pasuk saying shvu ish tachshu. Now on Shabbos you become a toishuf. During the week everybody's running around. Shabbos people are at home. Like Rashi says, like in this week's parashah, B'chukoisai, when's it going to rain? It's going to rain. B'leilat Shabbos. B'shosh ben yodam, Mitzuyim b'batein. Shabbos is a man where a person doesn't go out. Forget, we've discussed a few times that Mesechus Shabbos begins with the Melach of Yehoitzah, Yitziah. Yitziah is a Shabbos shtayim. Because Shabbos is not a time for Yitziah. A ger wanders around. A toishof stays at home. He has his makom kavua. Shabbos, we're in a different world. We're accompanied by malachim from shul. Shabbos, we're in Olam Haba. And if Shabbos, we're in Bechinas Me'ein Olam Haba, so then you can be a toishof down here as well. That's why a goy mustn't keep Shabbos. A goy is a toishav in Olam Hazeh. And Shabbos, a yid is a toishav because he's in Olam Haba. You can't mix these two together. A goy is not allowed to keep Shabbos. Goy is a Shabbos, chayv misa. And that's why we find the same thing later on. We find the same thing later on by Yaakov Avinu. When Esav was chasing after Yaakov Avinu, so Yaakov Avinu told Esav, sent a message to Esav, Im lovan garti. Im lovan garti meaning mitzad olam hazeh, I'm only a ger. I'm only a ger, I'm lovan garti. So yes, Esav thinks, oh, if you're only a ger, olam hazeh, then I can sweep you away. Because I'm a toishav. Esav said, earlier, hine enoichi hoylech lomus. In other words, he knows that when there's misa by Esav, then it's all over. He's not a toishav anywhere else, he's only a toishav in olam hazeh. So Esav thinks to himself, if he's a toishav in olam hazeh, and Yaakov's only a ger in olam hazeh, so therefore he'll be able to take on Yaakov Avinu, he'll be able to kill Yaakov Avinu. So therefore, that's why he came and he fought with Yaakov Avinu. But then afterwards, when he couldn't do anything to Yaakov Avinu. So then the pasuk says, "Taka, how comes that Esav couldn't win over Yaakov Avinu?" So Taka, the pasuk says, Pasuk says, "Vayova Yaakov Shalom." Pasuk says, "Vayishlach Lamed Gimel." Pasuk Yutches Yutes. So pasuk says, "Vayova Yaakov Shalom Ishchem." Vayichan es pnei ha'er. What's Vayichan es pnei ha'er? Oh, sorry. The next pasuk, "Vayiken es chalkas asada shenat Hashem olam yad bnei choy." Vayatzim shem. One second. I think Chazal say over here, but you can. That he was Kaveh, I think Chazal said he was Kaveh Tchumim. I'm trying to look for it, I can't find it. But he was Kaveh Tchumim. Kaveh Tchumim, in other words, he was Megala. Why is it that you couldn't win over me? Because I'm also a Toshav over here. When? Shabbos Kodesh. So he was Kaveh Tchumim over here. So that explains us a lot of Inyonim. Why ger taka ger shabol is gaya, so we know that you can't become a ger loyla mean ain ger shimal the yitbol kamar nivomas. We know that mila and tvila, mila is yemashmini, we know is beyond olam hazeh, which means that the whole inyan of the whole inyan of bris mila makes a person into a ger. In other words, bris mila gives him shaychus to the shmini. He gives him shaychus to something that's beyond this world, and therefore once he has shaychus to something which is beyond this world, and that becomes his kavua. So mila, and that's taka mitzvah mila is kavua. The David HaMelech in the Beis HaMerechatz, he we've discussed many times, the David HaMelech was in the Beis HaMerechatz and he had Chalishas Adas, he can't be Mekayim mitzvahs, but then he saw that there's one mitzvah that's kavua, that's imprinted, that's engraved, that mitzvahs mila is the mitzvah that's kavua v'oimid, because mitzvahs mila is yemashmini taken, the yemashmini mitzad the world which is lamalim in olam hazeh, there a person's kavua. So mitzvahs mila is a mitzvah that's kavua b'toich the person. It's kavua b'toich the person. That corresponds to the bechino of becoming a toishov in the yemashmini. It's kavua in the yemashmini. A ger has to go through this transition. What's going to make him only from a toishov in olam hazeh to a ger in olam hazeh? Having mila. That's the bechina mila. And that's why when a ger comes, the halacha is when somebody comes to convert, is you have to tell him iyata yedea shiyisrael bezman hazed devuyim chufim schufim terofim yisurim ba'on aleim. In other words, we have to say how bad it is in olam hazeh, how bad life is for Klal Yisrael olam hazeh. We're telling the ger that you have to give up on being a toishav in olam hazeh. Olam hazeh for Eden is not so poshut. You're becoming a toishav somewhere else. That's the whole sod. That's the whole yisod of ger. So we discussed that Shabbos Kodesh is a time where a person is in Bechinas Olam Haba, and mainly therefore mitzad the Shabbos Kodesh a person could be a toishav whilst he's still down here, because lemaisa he's in Olam Haba. Ve'emes, there's another way, and be'ikar, how a person becomes a toishav in Olam Hazeh, and that is through learning the Heilige Torah. Torah Akdoisha, when a person learns Torah, he's a Toishav. That's why there's all the inyanim of Torah, Kavata Itim La Torah. You can't learn Torah like a ger. You can't learn Torah as a wanderer, as a stranger. You gotta learn Torah, Kavata Itim La Torah. Why? What's the Sod? The Sod is, in Pashas Yisroi, the Pasuk says, as a Hakdoma to Kabbalah Satorah, Vayered Hashem al Hasinai. What happened? Why was it Takav Yered Hashem al Hasinai? So Rashi says, Melamed Shehirkin, right? It's in Perek Yud Tes Pasuk Chof. Melamed Shehirkin Shemaim Al Yonim Etachnoinim Etzina Gabi Yehor Kamatza Lamito VeYorad Kisei Hakovod Aleihem. The Kisei Hakovod, which corresponds to the Bechinas Toishav of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kisei where a person sits, Toishav of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is brought down to Olam Hazeh. Why? This is to teach us this Yisod. That through the Torah Akdosha, through the Heilige Torah, through the Torah Akdosha, person is a toishav, just like on Shabbos he's a toishav down here. The person that learns Torah is also a toishav. He's also a toishav in Olam in down here whilst he's in Olam Hazeh. And this is a Maridik and Nakuda. The person learns Torah, he goes to yeshiva. Torah is learned by yeshiva. Tefillah is called Amida. Tefillah is Chayishah. Tefillah you're davening for Olam Hazeh. In Olam Hazeh you don't sit down. Olam Hazeh we're a ger. Chenas ger in Olam Hazeh. That's called Amida. But Torah, the Kisakovit came down. The Kisakovit came down to teach us that when a person learns Torah, he should learn by yeshiva. That's why it's called a yeshiva. Because here he's like a toishav. Toishav in Lashon Yeshiva. Mitzad Torah, a person is a toishav. And that was the Oymek Indian, why the Yisrael started, the whole Pashas Yisrael is called Yisrael. Yisrael was a ger. And Rashi says, in Yisrael, beginning Yisrael, that Yisrael was Yoshev Bechvoide Shalaylam. Yisrael was Yoshev Bechvoide Shalaylam. And he left it all. He was the Kohen Midian, he was the Rabbi of Minyan. And he left it all. To come where? Rashi says in Pasuk Hey at the beginning, El Amidbo, Afan Yodim Shem Amidbo, El Bishvocha Shel Yisrael Dibah Kosev Shal Yoyshe Bechvoide Shel Oilam, Venod Velibah Lotzis Al Amidbo, Mokim Toyu Lishmoy, Adivrei Torah. And the whole Pashas Yisrael begins with Yisrael, who was a ger. And he was Yoyshe Bechvoide Shel Oilam. And he was not Velibah to come down, to come into the Midbo. What's the Oymik? Why does that Pashas Yisrael Tafka have to begin with the Indian of Geirus, of a ger? The Teretz says, because Klal Yisrael became Geirim. If Klal Yisrael became Geirim by Mamad Hastina, they became Geirim in Olam Hazeh. Becoming Geirim in Olam Hazeh, so Yisrael also became a Geir. But the Sod and the Oymek is over here, that since the Rabban Shalom is giving us now the Torah, so therefore even though we become a Geir in Olam Hazeh, but we still, the Rabban Shalom taught us in this week's Parsha, you can still be a Toshav in Olam Hazeh as well. Through the Heilige Torah, a person can be, if a person is looking for Gashmias, so then he's a Geir. But if a person is looking for Ruchnias, and he's Isaac in Ruchnias, so then even the learning, the Torah is a Bechinas Yeshiva, Bechinas Kisa Kovet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kiveh, the Kisa Kovet, and the Har Sinai, to teach us that when you learn Torah, you're a Toshav down here. So Mele, therefore, Yisrael was Yoshev B'chvoyde Shalom. He gave that all up to become a ger, to come down taka to the Midbar, to Mokam Toyu Lishmoy Divrei Torah. And there, he was Zorcha to taka to the Torah. And to the Torah, he became a Toyshav. He became a Toyshav. Instead of, as a goy, being just Yoshev B'chvoyde Shalom Olam Hazeh, he has the best of both worlds. Person who learns Torah is a Toyshav down here, and Avada, Elachas Kamim Akam, he's a Toyshav up there. Because up there, every Yid is the Toyshav. That's the Oilam of a Yid. But Torah is Machadish, that a person can be a Toshav down here as well. So Shabbos and Torah go together. Shabbos is a person's taka down here as a Toshav, Shvuish Mimkoimoi. Through learning Torah, a person's a Toshav down here. So the Sugi of Kabbalah Satorah is taka Mesechus Shabbos. And the Kuli Alma of Shabbos Nitna Torah. And that's the Yisod of Geirus. That's the sod of what we're discussing. So Mela, with that we can understand Taka, that we can understand Taka the sod of Pashas Bahar and Bechuk Oisai. And that's why Pashas Bahar begins, Bahar Sinai Lema, Loma Nismacha, Mitzvah Shmita, Itzla Sinai. Well, Pashas Bahar talks about Shmita, talks about Yovel. The word of talking about Shchinen, talking about Shmita, and talking about Yovel is that the Maisa, nothing really belongs to us. A person really is only a ger in this world. His belongings, his possessions are not really his. They're not his forever, they go away eventually. Even a farmer who's working in his field has to leave his field. The Salibis feel empty once every 7 years. Why? Ki li kol ha'aretz. It's not ours. We gerim over here in Olam Hazeh. But what's a person supposed to do? In Shemitah? A person supposed to learn the Halakha Torah. Then he becomes an emistic atoshev down here in Olam Hazeh as well. So the mitzvah of Shemitah and Yovel, etc., that's making the Yid into a toshev down. It's making the Yid into a toshev. In other words, it's first making him into a ger. A person shouldn't feel that he's a toshav down here in the chelik hagashmi of Olam Hazeh. But then, Bahar Sinai leimosh nismachos shmita etzla Sinai, that a person can be a toshav halidei the Torah kedusha. So the whole part of shmita is to learn a year, and when you learn a year, the seventh year, then you margish taka toshav mitzad you feel mitzad the gashmi is its kili kol haaretz. However, mitzad therefore person's a ger, but mitzad sheini Har Sinai down here shows us that no, Har Sinai shows us that you can be a toshav down here halidei the Halakha Torah, and that's why Parshas B'chukos also ends Bahar Sinai leimosh. The Rebbein Shalom should help us that we should be zoicha taka to feel taka in gashmiyus, in yonim hagashmiyim. A person should feel taka a ger, a person should feel a stranger. And like we said earlier from the Degel, so then once when a person feels a stranger down here, and a person's building his storehouses with Torah mitzvahs, a person's building his storehouses with Torah mitzvahs in order to build where he's going to become a toshav, is then the Rebbein Shalom repays a person. Rebbein Shalom give us the Torah that we should be zeichah to be emistik at toshovim down here with the Shabbos Kodesh and with the Torah Kedosha. We should be zeichah be'ezah Hashem Yisbarach. This is a hachana for Chag HaShavuos, to know what Chag HaShavuos gave us, that the Torah should be a bechin of kviyas to us. Ad kedei kach, the Rebbein Shalom brought down the kisei hakovod on the Hasina to teach us that only with Torah and only with ruchnius is a person a toshav down here, only whilst he's being oisik in Torah mitzvahs. But mitzad olam hazeh, he's a ger, and that's why Taka Pashas Yisrael, as we said earlier, is the parasha talks about Yisrael, the ger. Mitzad olam hazeh, a person is a ger. Mitzad Torah, mitzvahs, and Shabbos, a person is a toshav down here. We should be zeichah taka to always to be a toshav loylem yonam hoisa melachton arai v'toyrosai keva. That's Mamish Levar was saying. His melacha, whenever he's not being Isaac in Ruchnius, that should be arai, that should be temporary, like a ger. However, his Torah should always be an oifen of keva, kavua, melachton keva. He should feel a toishav only when he's Isaac in Ruchnius, and he should feel a ger when he's Isaac in Gashmius. And that's Chusim Etz Hashem, the Rebbein Shalom should bring us Mashiach to the kingdom of Imher B'Yameinu Amen.